Who'd have figured that in reserved, traditional Sonoma County, the promise of six regular-looking guys taking their clothes off would inspire such delirious enthusiasm and delight?
Did I capture your imagination? Did I break you down, make you smile?
But it does, or did, last Friday night. And yeah, I know, opening night audiences are always enthusiastic. The theater is stuffed with the friends and family of the cast and crew, and they cheer and clap and lead standing ovations at a level of excitement and zeal that is often not repeated through the rest of the run.
You need a loose-lipped lover with a heart of honey.
You need a sex cadet when duty calls.
But there really does seem to be an extra dash of goodwill and hyped-up community cheerleading going on at the 6th Street Playhouse, where director Russell Kaltzmidt has staged a somewhat uneven but definitely entertaining new production of the Broadway musical The Full Monty. Based on the popular British comedy film, The Full Monty is the story of six unemployed steelworkers with low self-esteem who concoct a plan to become male strippers, secretly rehearsing and stressing out as they get closer to the night they have to take their clothes off, every stitch, for some much-needed money. Opening night at 6th Street was slightly compromised by some conspicuously unbalanced microphones, with certain singers too soft to hear and others stuck at a level much louder than the other performers. And the singing, too, was occasionally a bit strained, but the cast is packed with charmers, giving lovably, identifiably scruffy and charming performances. In the musical, the story has been transported from England to Buffalo, New York. And this is a very different Full Monty than the movie, with additional characters and a great deal of additional character development. The music is an aggressively poppy rock-based score featuring tunes that are fun to hear but then disappear like cotton candy the minute they're over. The one exception is the show-closing burlesque tune Let It Go, which has an appropriately go-for-broke joyfulness to it and is a rousing anthem as the guys strut closer and closer to the moment of naked truth. So, do they? Well, let me put it this way. After the show, when the cast appeared triumphantly in the lobby, to the applause of those folks who were friends and family, most of the cast were adorned in crisp black t-shirts emblazoned with the words, "We go all the way." And unlike past productions in the area, there is no blinding backlight during the big reveal, so yeah, for about a second and a half before the final blackout, those guys are naked. And that moment, somehow, is simultaneously hilarious, moving, and heartwarming. Because maybe, if these guys have what it takes to follow through, to take their clothes off, maybe they can actually do what is necessary to get real jobs, recognize the love and support of their families, and put their scruffy but valuable lives back together. The Full Monty runs through May 19th at the 6th Street Playhouse, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.
Gentlemen, we only live once.